This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Kiwi Country with Rita. I'd like to start off today with a lovely song from Lynn Toner. It's called The Wallflower Waltz. Lynn's parents, Jim and Evelyn Toner, were married and lived in Glasgow, Scotland, and Lynn and sisters Celine and Adrian were raised on country music, performing with their mum and dad as the Toner family. And apparently Lynn was really good at performing the song Paddy McGinty's Goat at family gatherings. She must have been quite young. It appears that their two brothers were not so interested in performing. Lynn was the first ever winner of the New Zealand Country Music Awards Entertainer of the Year and represented New Zealand in Singer for Asia in Hong Kong. The very first song she sang was New Zealand Slim Whitman's Bandera Waltz as a 12-year-old at the Hastings Country and Western Club in 1974. She sang it unaccompanied, because Dad didn't know the chords, so that would have been quite scary for her. This is a lovely waltz, and I really love the story and the lyrics. It's not an easy song to sing, and Lynn performs it to perfection. I cannot find anywhere who wrote the song, and there are many other songs with the same name, so I really feel sure that it was probably written by Lynn or someone in the family. Talks about a young lady who feels that she's a wallflower at dances and how one very special person changed her life.
There was no reason for you to pick me. I was just another wallflower among many. Flower bed, and as we danced away, cheek to cheek, that was the start. The night she danced away with this wallflower's heart. There was no reason for God to take you and leave me and our rosebud on our own. Feel you here.
sad song, really, but I do hope you liked it. The next one is for one of our listeners, Neville. And I thank you for listening and your comments, and I hope you like my choice. It's called Little Yellow Aeroplane by New Zealand singer, writer and yodeler Max McCauley. From a very early age, Max showed his love of singing and yodeling, and apparently when he was two, his mother took ill and he was hospitalised. And the story goes that he stayed with an uncle and ended up singing and yodeling himself to sleep each night. Both his parents played the button organ and sang, with Dad being really good on the harmonica and Mum yodeling. And I guess with that background, you would have to either really love music or not be happy with it at all. This is the only song that I have heard that Max hasn't done some yodeling in it. And it's a really lovely song about long-time love and devotion. Doesn't happen very often, but must be quite special to grow up with the person you end up marrying. I guess there wouldn't be any surprises.
The little boy came running in, was so excited. His face was flushed and he found breath was hard to get. And he said, Daddy, would you like to know a secret? I haven't even told my teddy yet. I don't need my little yellow airplane. My road may grow rusty by the door. Billy's men would probably like my cowboy suit. I'm not gonna need it anymore. Camels and donkeys are for running kids. I've discovered something I love. I'm in love with Melanie next door. It sounded funny, but I didn't want to hurt him. So I just smiled at him and turned my head away. But every now and then as he got older, he'd catch hold of my sleeve and he would say, I don't need my little yellow airplane. My roses grow rusty by the door. Billy's men will probably like my cowboy suit. I'm not gonna need it anymore. Catapults and conkers are for other kids. I've discovered something I love more. Dad, you mustn't love it, means a lot to me. I'm in love with Melanie next door. Lovely standing there with her young man. And later on at the reception it was speech time. And with voice that falls lightly he began, I don't need my little yellow airplane. My road case grow rusty by the door. Billy's men will probably like my cowboy too. I'm not gonna need it anymore.
I really think we need to include our New Zealand banjo queen, Jenny Blackadder, in our songs. And today I would like her singing Whispering Hope. Jenny was born and raised in Christchurch, and she's been involved in music from before she was seven, when she began learning to play the ukulele. She discovered the banjo in her 20s, having seen a banjo player at a concert, and decided that she really had to get one. She found one in a second-hand shop and got her handyman dad to do it up for her. Her big break as a country musician came in 1980 when she won the award for top instrumentalists at the New Zealand Gold Guitar Awards in Gore. She's now something of an icon in the Kiwi country music scene, having won music awards both at home and overseas, played for thousands in the United States, and has received a Queen's Service Medal. There's a really interesting story behind Whispering Hope. It was written by Septimus Winner under the name of Anna Hawthorne. He had a really interesting past, and it's hard to believe that the same person who wrote classic folk tunes loved by children and then another song that had him imprisoned for treason, that he actually wrote this beautiful song. You won't hear any words while Jenny plays, but I am sure many of you will know them. To Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Kiwi Country with Rita. My next choice is a guy called Peter Cairns, and he's going to sing My Grandpa's Watch. Peter Cairns is an entertainer, songwriter, plays many instruments, is a recording artist, and has been entertaining people all over New Zealand, Australia, and the United States for many years. He also passes on his skills by teaching music and performs anything from rock and country to jazz and musical theatre. He's a past New Zealand Gold Guitar overall winner and has achieved many, many awards for his songwriting. I really love the song which Peter wrote, all about a watch that was handed down from his grandfather, how it's still worn and it's still ticking.
My gran gave me a watch, a piece of family history. She said it was my grandpa's, now it belongs to me. She told me that he wore it every workday. She said that it had never stopped, always ticked the time away. He wore it as a young man growing up around the points. On the downs of Lyledale, his early farming days were spent. On the mills, behind the team, he'd give anything a go. He wore that watch when he met my gran, her love began to grow. My grandpa's watch ticks on through the years. It could tell many stories of hard work and tears. Its face is scratched and battered, the gold is almost gone. My grandpa's watch ticks on. As the family grew, grandpa always worked the land. Moving up to Lyndhurst, the farm would break most any man. Through snow and drought he battled to turn that place around. He wore that watch through it all, it never let him down. My grandpa's watch ticks on through the years. It could tell many stories of hard work and tears. Its face is scratched and battered, the gold is almost gone. My grandpa's watch ticks on. Now grandpa's passed away, but his memory lives on. The love for his family and a faith that is strong. And I know somewhere down the line I'll have a grandson on my knee. And I can tell him about this watch, this piece of history. My grandpa's watch ticks on through the years. It could tell many stories of hard work and tears. Its face is scratched and battered, the gold is almost gone. My grandpa's watch ticks on. My grandpa's watch ticks on. Never stops. Been through droughts and floods, dust and dirt, and it's still going.
I'm sure many of you have a watch or a clock that's been kept in the family and holds lots and lots of memories. Garner Wayne will sing the next song. It's called Birthday Wishes, and he'll be backed by his Saddle Pals. Garner was born in 1920 and grew up in Canterbury. He first became hooked on country music in the early 1930s through the cowboy movies of Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. While at school, he began playing the harmonica and guitar, and he formed a kind of skipple group called the Musketeers. He reckoned that at practices, they nearly drove his parents mad, and of course they wouldn't have had television, so they made their own entertainment. During his career, he wrote over 300 songs and recorded 100. So there's many more for us to hear. Birthday Wishes makes me think that perhaps the singer couldn't be there on the birthday of someone special, and he wants them to know that they will never be forgotten and are thought of all the time.
Birthday wishes, I'm a-wishing you. May all your wishes and the dreams come true. Happy birthday and lots of fun. You're remembered by everyone. All the years may come, dear, and the years may go. But here I want you to really know you're not forgotten. Don't be upset. You've lots of birthdays before you yet. A greeting filled with loving thoughts, I say best wishes. All through the year, here's health to you, dear, and the happiness, good cheer as well, on your great day, while all your birthdays, they never change you, so once again, again I say, love and kisses upon the true, fondest thoughts, dear, and a happiness. All these, my dear, I wish for you. A greeting filled with loving thoughts, I say best wishes.
Now one from the very special Margaret Bates, singing If It Weren't for Country Music. In the 1990s, Margaret was part of a group called Southern Hayrides, which included Reg McTaggart, Maureen Thompson and Max McCauley. I first heard Margaret Bates singing and playing a keyboard, entertaining at a large motorhome gathering in Gore, and I was so impressed, especially when we heard that she had written many of the songs. The songs come from her heart and often tell stories we can relate to. I actually always believed that Margaret wrote this song, but I haven't found it noted anywhere yet, so I'll keep looking. It indicates a sadness that life has not been very kind, but because of country music, she's feeling better and realise that without it, she would go crazy. I can relate to that.
I sit here by the jukebox in this country bar. I've got to hear some fiddle and some steel guitar. A month ago, my loving man, he threw me out. And I don't know what to do, so I just do without. This old city brings me down, it ain't been good to me. And it's all that I can do to keep my sanity. All the future's looking bright, 'cause I'm finally feeling right. And if it weren't for country music, I'd go crazy. I've got holes in my boots, holes in my jeans, holes in my pockets, and you know what that means. Bar tab in the jukebox, my money's all been spent, and I'd vote for Merle Haggard for president. Play some Restless Heart. Don't play a tune too light, 'cause I might fall apart. All the future's looking bright, 'cause I'm finally feeling right. And if it weren't for country music, I'd go crazy. Thank you. busy. All the future's looking bright, and I'm finally feeling right. And if it weren't for country music, I'd go crazy.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song by a New Zealand artist, just give us a call at Radio Kidnappers on 8788710, and I'll be back next week at the same time. The song I would like to wind up with is by Rewa McGregor, singing She Wears My Ring. Been unable to find many details on Rewa, other than that he sings, plays guitar and the saxophone. But I can tell you what I know firsthand. He was one of our artists when running a country music festival at Takapau, and what impressed me was his encouragement of a young singer called Abby, who I believe has gone on to be a very accomplished and popular singer-songwriter. The song Rewa sings today is a classic. It's to the tune of La Golondrina, which was written in 1862, with the lyrics we know written in about 1960. And as you know, the song's been recorded by a few of our New Zealand singers, like John Rowles. Rewa puts a lot of feeling into the song, which is all about how happy it makes the singer for him to know that his lady is happy to wear his ring to show the world that she has chosen him. Take care of yourself.
Is my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine eternally, with love and care I placed it on her finger to show my love for all the world to see. This tiny ring is a token of tender as deep as the ocean. She swears to wear it with eternal devotion. That's why I sing, because she wears my This tiny ring is a token of tender emotion and endless pool of love that's as deep as the ocean. She swears to eternal devotion. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring. This
program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.